Welcome to Outright TV, a weekly video and podcast bringing you stories of LGBTIQ people across the world. I'm Louisa. I work for the UN team here at Outright Action International. And in today's episode, I'm talking with Miguel Mesquita. Hi, Miguel.
Hi, Louisa. How are you?
I'm better now. Thank you.
No, that's so flattering. Thank you.
Miguel is an old friend of mine, and we've worked together in several projects. But Miguel, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience?
Thank you so much. Well, my name is Miguel. I'm not going to say my age because I am not going to expose myself so much as this. I work actually as a human rights specialist for an international organization here in the region of Americas. It's called Organization of American States. And I've been in several positions within the governments, positions within civil society, within the academy. So it's a bit of my resume.
Wonderful. Thank you. So as you see, Miguel has been working with LGBTI issues for quite a while. So I wanted to start by asking you, what do you see as like a tendency on LGBTI rights worldwide?
So, well, I think I would highlight two things: a good tendency and a bad, not so good one. The first one, like a good tendency that I have been noticing, is with all the pandemic stuff, with all the anti-rights movements that we have been seeing in these last years, what I can say is that the community is more unite, you know? I think we understood in this past years that we cannot keep fighting a lot of fronts without looking to each other and taking care of what we have already achieved, and because we can lose everything. And that's actually the bad thing, no? The other tendency that I've seen is, with all these rights that we have been achieving, what we have found was a counter movement of groups that want to, that they are not happy with these rights and things that we got, and want to take everything from us. So this is a situation of balance and counterbalance.
Yeah, like there are good things, there are bad things. As someone that we both know, and I'm not going to mention who it is, this person always say that there's empirical evidence for hope within LGBTI issues. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Do you think this person is right? Or do you think we're falling more behind on the cracks and things are going downhill?
Well, let's say I like hope. As a Brazilian, hope for me is everything. No, we struggle a lot, and if we don't have hope, it is actually a very bad thing to understand life in this sense. I think the things are challenging, but I really do believe that we have hope. The hope is true. Actually, like, we have been seeing advances on LGBTI rights, on same-sex marriage, on gender identity and expression recognition throughout the world, with decriminalization of sexual orientation in other places. We have been seeing solidarity within groups now, and actually how we can understand other people's and other persons' necessities, needs, for example, from other groups which are exposed to vulnerable situations, such as women, such as black persons, and we can be solidaire as well as LGBTI to this group. So I think hope is every time a flag to be raised as a good Brazilian.
You're 100% right, and I'm just gonna go and piggyback on you talking about Brazil and a not very good response to COVID. Just like here in the US, we've been seeing like all that and how the pandemic has affected, as you said, all these groups, including LGBTI persons. Have you seen on your work, on your life, or has you seen with people you've talked to, a different impact on LGBTI groups and other minority groups that you work with?
Yeah, indeed. Like, I think the pandemic, and I have been repeating this to everyone that I talk in my personal life, that the pandemic actually, it doesn't create anything new, actually. No, for sure affect lives of people who are being exposed to health issues, etc. But it's not a situation that for rights generates something new. So what it makes actually is to expose more the vulnerability and discrimination that a lot of groups have been under in this last year. So for example, for LGBTI rights, you have situations that a lot of LGBTI persons, which struggle more to have their jobs, for example, they are losing their jobs, and this will put them in a situation of economic like difficulty or no. This impacts, for example, if we think also about women that have to a lot of times get to quarantine actually within their places, and considering the numbers that we have internationally showing that the majority of violence against themselves happen during within their own place. So this is literally a challenge, no? So the pandemic showed actually and brought some light, shed some light into the situation of the structural discrimination that we have been suffering and we have been trying to overcome, but it's also very challenging.
Yeah, something that has been said a lot around, but started here outright, is that the pandemic is discrimination and steroids, because it just shows everything and everything goes to another level. But at the same time, I think you're right. I think we do need to have hope that shedding a light into everything that's been happening is going to make things move and change for the best. At least we can hope that. And I don't know. I don't know if you want to leave us with a message to our audience, any recommendations, good readings, stuff there, you know, to end this on a positive, happy, hopeful note.
Okay, I will not tell the bad readings, no, like Handmaid's Tale, etc., that I have been trying to catch up.
Happy note, happy.
Oh, okay, true. No, but good things, for example, I think, like, let's take, I was watching TV one day, and my husband is from Europe, and we have to watch Eurovision every year, no? So this, if it doesn't happen, I will be punished. And this year was interesting because with all the situation of the pandemic, a bit of the message was, let's shed the light, every corner, so we can bring a bit of hope, we can be more together, within all the distance that we have, and to say that we don't have differences is like, it's not true. So I think a good thing and a good message is, more than ever, I think that the pandemic and this last years of challenges for LGBTI rights taught us how to actually be together and always be, always care for the rights that we have achieved, you know, because things can be blown in a matter of seconds. So I think this is the point. Let's fight for our rights, keep fighting, and singing with Eurovision maybe.
Well, yeah, I'm not the best singer, as you know, and I don't think you are either. But yes, let's sing our way into a better future and keep fighting for LGBTI rights. Thank you so much for talking to me today. And I'm Louisa from Outright TV, and you're gonna hear more from me and my colleagues in the next episodes. Thank you, everyone.